Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
This is the sound of a continuous electronic beam accelerator, or CBAF. It's used at a global center for research in Newport News, the Jefferson Lab, employed to perform studies in the field of physics. Buried 25 feet deep, this facility, nearly a mile in length, enables scientists to produce a stream of charged electrons so powerful it can break up molecules. Take forever chemicals, for example. The accelerator can reduce them to their parts, according to scientist John Vanicate.
Breaking it down to the individual building blocks of carbon atoms and fluoride atoms, that's all not harmful, or at least way easier to deal with.
But it would be far too expensive for water treatment plants to build particle accelerators, so the Jefferson Lab hopes to downsize this technology.
We're looking into designing compact accelerators about the size of a shipping container.
And to speed that process along, he says, the lab has received a $7.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. He hopes a new compact accelerator can be ready to serve public water systems in less than a decade. I'm Sandy Houseman.